Hello.
Good evening. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you this is not a sales call. This interview will only take a few minutes and your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? If you are between 18 and 29 years old, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or older than 65?
I'm between 18 and 29.
Perfect, thank you. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. Which of the following do you consider yourself? Hispanic, white, black, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I did.
Thank you. It is still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Are you very likely to vote, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely to vote at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Is it jobs and the economy, healthcare, low wages, abortion, inflation, global climate change, federal deficit, racism and race relations, product shortages, supply change, terrorism and migration, income inequality, education, gun control, crime, or what is the issue that you feel that is impacting you the most?
Just one?
You can pick more. That's okay.
I would say gun control, healthcare, mm-hmm. and education.
Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote this year election? Is it on the elections day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or month before the election?
Months before the election.
Thanks. And just a few words. If you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Healthcare,
thank you. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted in this issue. It is the state constitutional right to make and carry out one own reproductive decisions, included but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Now, based on that, how did you vote on that context?
I voted yes.
Yes, okay. And why did you vote it as yes?
Abortion is health care.
Abortion and health care.
Abortion is health care.
Oh, thanks. Abortion is
yes. Health
care. Appreciate it. You said you voted as yes in the November 7 election. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on this election? It was it on the elections day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you some different ways that people may have heard about the elections this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Did you experience it by English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads or videos, Spanish language online digital ads and videos, social media, phone call or text from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups?
Most of those. So English and Spanish television ads, English radio ads, okay. English and Spanish social media. Yeah, most of the ones that you said, yeah.
Most of those. Also videos on YouTube, all that, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare and medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, or women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, or celebrities and social media influencers?
I would say healthcare providers and the woman whose body is in question are the people that I trust most to make that decision.
Thank you. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Sorry, one more time?
No problem. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 elections in Ohio that specifically impacted how would you vote or if you vote in this election?
I don't think anything specifically, no.
Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on the previous context about abortion, healthcare, and all that stuff?
No.
Okay. May you know the reason why you decided?
I've always believed that healthcare is abortion is healthcare. It deserves to be the right of the person.
And the right of the person. Thank you. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
Thanks. May you know why?
Voting is important.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the debate in Ohio, right? After I read this message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. First, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Did you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Thanks. Now, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors or faith in our family and the last. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes is so important. It ends Ohio extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape, incest, even protects the birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal decision. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Thanks. Next one, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay. Not convincing at all, correct?
No, correct.
Thanks. Next one. Legal expert says voting yes allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother, but many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why pro-choice women are voting no to this. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you. Is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not at all.
Thanks. Now, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if the previous context passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under the amendment, joined by voting no on this. Did you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing. Not convincing at all or not very convincing?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Which party mostly share your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. Which party mostly shares your personal view on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Is it Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? The options are pretty similar to the previous one: jobs and economy, healthcare, abortion, low wages, inflation, global climate change, federal deficit, racism, product shortages, terrorism, income inequality, and migration, gun control, education, socialism, crime, any of those?
Is this different from the other question? Sorry.
Yes, it is different. I'll read it one more time. What is the most important problem or issue that is currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you will vote in the 2024 elections? Then we have, again, the jobs and economy, healthcare, abortion.
Yeah, healthcare again.
Healthcare, perfect, thanks. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 election, would that be economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for your personal, for you personally in determine how you will be voting in November 2024 election?
Yes.
Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, are you currently, for which of them are you going to vote?
Joe Biden.
Donald. Thanks. May I know the reason why you're voting Joe Biden?
A lot of the reasons we've talked about today: protecting abortion access and healthcare, protecting democracy, right? There's There's a lot of gun control, education, access. Yeah.
Okay. Democracy, guns control, education, access. Okay. Just a couple more questions and we're finishing with this interview. In what country were you born? Was it United States, Puerto Rico? Thank you. In what country were your parents or grandparents born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America?
United States. I think I have one grandparent who might have been born in Mexico, though.
All right. Thanks. Now, which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? Democratic Party, Republican Party, or some other party?
Democrats.
Democrats, thanks. Now, the last one, do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Okay. Oh. There was one more. My apologies. What is the annual household income before taxes that you received? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, or between $75,000 and $100,000?
Between $50,000
and $75,000. All right. Perfect. The last one, what is your gender? Male, female, or any other?
Female.
Perfect. I greatly appreciate your time. That was all the information I needed. Thank you so very much, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks. Bye.